What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty the Vol.
And welcome to SBR Reports episode 13. Just how much would you pay?
And that doesn't sound suggestive at all.
We are not doing anything like that.
Not being shady.
What you said. If you notice, this is the first time that we are actually live. This is, I'm actually, only a little nervous, excited, nerve-sided. I think that was in, what was that one movie with the emotions and the brain? Inside Out?
That what? Was Wreck-It Ralph.
The emotions in the brain.
Oh, the emotions in brain. I thought you were talking about how Vanellope Von Sweet was talking about how he was going to blarf, like burp and vomit at the same time because he was so excited. But no, it was called Inside Out.
Okay. But anyway, let's go on to our first story, which is a weird one. Apparently, Tamagotchis are coming back?
Yes. Yes, they are. But they're coming back small.
Okay.
And only in North America.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about the choking hazard, because looking at the article, which you always go onto my site, Eurogamer put out an article about the Tamagotchis coming back, and they look tiny, like maybe about as big as, like, maybe about that big, about yay big. I'm like, what? That looks a little off. That just looks a little weird.
I'm still gonna get one. It's only gonna be like, what, $15?
Okay, but what are you going to do with it, though? I mean,
I'm going to play with it, I'm going to love it, and then I'm going to treat it like my Neopets.
So you're going to discard it and let it die?
After I get bored with it, because I'm a millennial.
So let's see, we've killed Tamagotchis, we've killed diamonds. Okay, so is like the fast food experience going to come back? Because millennials have a very high track record of killing so many different things at this point.
I don't know. Maybe, probably. You know what? I'm not going to even mention that fiasco at McDonald's. Millennials. Y'all.
Oh, you mean what happened with Rick and Morty and how everyone just lost their minds?
It's not Tino Shade, though. Like, it's
Szechuan sauce. Szechuan sauce, is that?
My question is happy. Look, it's nostalgia. Tamagotchi's nostalgia. Yeah, no tea, no shade. We kind of like that.
Lots of tea, lots of shade, by the way.
Large sweet tea, light ice from McDonald's.
Okay. All right. Anyway, on to our next story. I'm sure everyone has heard about the fabulous game called Cuphead. For those watching, safe search Cuphead. I would really appreciate that because the internet, unfortunately, I'm blaming Tumblr. Sorry. Not sorry.
Look, everything bad comes from Tumblr and Reddit.
Tumblr first. Because
that's why I said Tumblr first.
Because Reddit needs something to post. And there is Rule 34 of Cuphead. I repeat, of Cuphead. The cup with a straw in its head. There is Rule 34 of this. Why? Why is there Rule 34 of this? It doesn't need to exist. It's
because reasons.
But the point I was actually trying to make is Cuphead actually has a physical release now. The wonderful game that you can get on PC and Xbox will now be available physically. Hopefully it'll be coming to a Switch. Unfortunately, we don't have those details as of yet. I was able to play the game over at my friend's house, and I have to say, it is amazing. I believe that the price point of that game was, what, $30,
$35? I don't know. I don't.
It wasn't your cup of tea?
I hate you.
Oh, yes. I feel good. That made me feel awesome.
I hate you so much.
All right. But yes, hopefully we will soon be getting a date for that wonderful physical release. I know that it'll be a game that I will be playing a whole lot of. I think it would also be a game that I will be giving back after I'm done. I don't really see a whole lot of...
You gonna pull a GameStop trade?
I didn't say I was gonna be giving it back to GameStop. I'll give it to Best Buy where my dollar's worth a little bit more. I'm not stupid. I'm sorry, if that whole company, not its employees, just in the company, just simply went overboard, you would see zero tears from this gamer. Just saying. But I do, I want a physical release for something like that.
Are you going to sell box?
No, I'm not. I want a physical release for something like that, if only because it's a game that doesn't have a whole lot of replayability, like Has-Been Heroes on the Nintendo Switch. I love that video game.
Well, I've been hearing different, and I do want to play the game eventually, but I've been hearing different in that it is very replayable. So I think it honestly is, no pun intended, based on your cup of tea or your mug of coffee.
That mug one was a bit of a stretch, but I'll give that one to you.
Look, I just know I've seen some things, man.
We're just not gonna get into that one. But what we have next? Sydney. What?
Don't know nothing. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay. Anyway, so on to our next story. Andrew House is stepping down.
Andrew's out the house.
So I'm sorry. Corey in the house?
I hate you.
I'm just asking a question at this point. Like, don't get mad at me for asking a question.
I want to do what I want because I'm an adult. Yeah, that's right. You throw your opinions away.
Anyway, but yes, basically the boss of Sony is now stepping down. He was the person that was behind the network, the how PlayStation Network was formed and all the rules and things associated to that. And I'm hoping that he was not the one that had the wonderful idea that they should be so exclusive from other consoles. We don't want to play with Nintendo and Microsoft because money, as I previously mentioned, I know that they have the capability to do that. They are the ones who are making the most money in this huge console thing.
What is the guy taking over? Cordera?
Yes. Cordera.
Cordera.
Yes, Cordera. I
joined Sony in 1992.
You know what? If we can actually get people, if we can actually get people, more specifically, if we can get PlayStation playing well with everyone else in the sandbox, maybe it'll be a better experience for the consumer. Because, I mean, honestly, video games don't really need to worry about making money. Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, they ain't got to worry about making money. The fact that they can put out the same crap and just slap a new title on it and hold on.
Oh, nostalgia.
Like, and don't get me
you
wrong.
Money grab. And I fall for you. Each and every time. Each and every time. You're getting Mario Odyssey 2, you punk.
Well, I know, but the idea is that hopefully that will be different.
It looks different. It's still Mario.
Okay, yes. But we have Mario's Hat's Alive. So that's something. Right? Maybe? A little bit?
Well, you're collecting moons instead of stars, even though back in the day it was... you know what? We're not going to get into the semantics and history of Mario today. Otherwise, we're going to be here all night.
No, but and that does lead...
We don't want to do that.
That does lead to something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. Ooh. I have a question for you. What would you pay for a good video game?
Like, according to my wallet or how I feel
Like, if someone told you, hey, I've got a video game. It has all the things you love. It has cute character creation. It has JRPG elements. It has... It's portable. How much would you pay?
Tick, tick, tick.
Right. It sounds like good game. What would you pay?
Snows out.
60?
If it... Look, it would have to be boss.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going with that. Boss. What do you mean?
It would have to meet all my criteria for that game. Everything you just listed off. And mm-hmm. Everybody that has been listening to the podcast knows I like graphics to an extent. I'm just saying. So I would pay $60 if it would have great graphics, great story, great game mechanics. It's great. It was fully well-rounded and amazing.
Okay. So,
but
would you pay $35 for that same game?
Yes, I would, because it's cheaper, and I am a broke human being.
Okay, so does the price point of $60 for a new title, is that How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's the reason why I don't buy games a lot, because it's like I wait for the reviews to come out and I can actually see how the gameplay is and everything. But that's why I rely on you so much when it comes to games I like.
You know what? That's fair. Because, I am Mr. Gamer. But
because it's like I don't want to waste my money, especially since I do buy digitally a lot nowadays.
And you really can't get back a digital title.
Yeah. So, and I unfortunately do still shop at GameStop.
Hopefully you'll know the ways.
But the point is that if I'm going to play something, it has to grab my attention. I have to like, ooh, I want it. With Nintendo, as everybody knows at this point, is good at doing, because I'm very simple. I have no issues in saying I am very, very simple when it comes to what I want to play.
Okay.
But that then means I'm not about to sell out $60, $70, $80 for a collector's edition if it's crap.
Which leads me to a video that I came across from Jim Sterling talking about the price of video games and how that $60 price point no longer gives you the full game. You get the base game. There's always going to be some story mission, some extra DLC. You will never get the full game.
Which is why I wasn't even going to bother with that Final Fantasy game. I just wasn't going to bother with that.
The Final Fantasy game?
You know, with Noctis and...
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you don't really get the full story until later because you don't know what everybody else was doing, because you kind of wonder why all of a sudden they're acting different. Like, come on, son.
Oh, Ignis. I have a place in my heart for Ignis.
Well, we all know I love Gladdy Daddy. But, yeah, I was not about to pay money and then have to...
Essentially get more of it?
Yeah, no. No, I have a short attention span. Game developers need to understand, a lot of us have short attention spans. If you're not going to give it to us now...
I would have to disagree with you slightly, and I only say slightly because one of the biggest things that I've noticed, at least when it comes to those sort of price points, is am I going to be getting a full experience? And I say this a lot, and I will say this again. That's something that I feel indie developers have to think about every single day that they're developing their game. They don't have the ability to just sit on their butts and just be like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to, you know, sit back, relax, and, you know, watch the money roll in from, you know, Call of Duty 36 infinite bullets or something like that. You know, and I have to go back to, like, Cuphead or Echo or something like that. They actually have to make it to where their video game seems worth it. And it brings me back to a previous job that I held where I was selling DirecTV, not the biggest point of my life. But more importantly, the supervisor at the time was mentioning that he feels like every single CEO needs to work commission, to have your paycheck be dependent on how someone likes you. Unfortunately, that sort of rule doesn't apply to most AAA developers. For example, BioShock Infinite. BioShock Infinite was the first season pass I had ever bought because the game looked great. I was like,
the game is really pretty.
It looked great. I liked it. Elizabeth was cool, you know, ripping tears into...
She was useful.
She was definitely a utility character, though I want to know where she was pulling all these coins and ammo. Booker, catch! Sort of things, but that...
Don't ask questions, man.
Yeah, I made that mistake. That anyway, but I bought that season pass and I was like, wow, this seems great. What else do you have? And there was some clash in the sky sort of thing. It was an arena shooter. Basically, it was wave after wave, and you fight, and it was like, okay, all right, what else you got? But then I believe we had the one or two episodes in the sea where it was Elizabeth and how she, I guess, lost her powers in this one and is now hiding from splicers and big daddies. And I was like, are you kidding me? What is this crap? Why am I doing this? Why am I playing this again? And unfortunately, it took me until buying the season pass of the Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Another game that was so hyped.
God, the hype train could not stop. It was just going, and then it was just, absolute crap. It was, oh, all right then. We actually, all right. Preto Productions decided to let us know. Speaking of releases, when is Mr. Gamer going to do another playthrough? What about the ending to Undertale?
Anyway, back on topic. We'll deal with that in a little bit, darling.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to have to get my whip out.
No, you know. Yeah, that's going to... I need to regulate a proper response to that. Yeah, got it. I will. Yes. Okay.
Go bongo.
Oh, God, that just reminded me of all the everything. Okay, yes, anyway. But
back
yes.
On topic.
Back to what I was saying. That's what you get for being live, folks. All right, so, yep, that completely threw off.
You were talking about an Undertale. Not Undertale. Oh,
see? See, that's what it does.
So we were talking about Borderlands and the hype train and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, so Borderlands, the pre-sequel, the last season pass I ever bought. The original game was good. It wasn't the best thing ever, but it was good.
I did enjoy that story, though.
It was a good story. Like,
poor Jack. He just wants the world to be great.
I actually do feel for Jack. But then all the DLC...
Because he killed his kid. Angel?
He didn't kill Angel.
He didn't? You know what? I don't care.
I might say, I mean, we killed Angel in Borderlands 2, but this is the pre-sequel, so...
The whole reason Angel is the way Angel is the reason... You know what?
She's a siren.
Yes, and he used her, and that's why she became computerized and all that.
She didn't become computerized. That was her siren ability.
That's so stupid. Okay, you know what? Borderlands is so convoluted. He's still a jerk.
Yes, but Handsome Jack is a jerk. But the season pass, it killed every single... Like, anytime, even when I saw the season pass for Breath of the Wild, which, now, that season pass, I would have bought... Had I not still had the terrible taste of pre-sequel in my mouth.
Yeah, because their DLC actually is good.
There's meat to it. It's not like I'm eating an air sandwich.
It's like they gave you a full course meal, and they're like, oh, no. They're like that one granite. They go, hungry here.
I knew you were going to
have another whole turkey.
Yeah, because you need a turkey. But yes,
you know what? Here's the pig, too.
But they give you a whole lot more to where it's like, oh, I invested $60 into this. Oh, and there's more for me? Yes. But don't be like, for example, Watch Dogs 2. That had what was that where it was, okay, there was like the game, and then there was like gold, like silver and gold, and then deluxe, and then collector's edition. But even the edition that gave you the most amount of money, you still didn't get every single thing. Like, two versions behind the most expensive thing was a figurine that you didn't get with the most expensive package you could get for this game. Why? Because reasons. So, with that, I leave a question to anybody listening. And leave a comment down below or Facebook and Twitter and all that sort of stuff. Bug her! What would you pay if you could for your favorite video game? What would you actually pay for it? And think about that. You choose the price. I would like for you to be considerate of the developer, whatever your game may be, but how much would you pay for your favorite video game, whether it be Harvest Moon, Pokemon, Ratchet and Clank, Stardew Valley, Madden.
If they decide to extend Undertale. Okay, no lie, I'll buy that.
I'm getting that one in a heartbeat.
No lie, I'll buy
you.
That.
I'm just
going to be like, oh, hey, more story to Undertale to explain what the hell's going on? Okay.
Like, maybe we can get a prequel.
I don't want to do that. Oh, the tears! Oh, Asriel!
I mean, come on. You're going to cry.
I don't want to see Goat Dad's heart get ripped out of his chest.
It won't necessarily be ripped out, but he will be killing a lot of people.
I don't want to see Dad Goat suffering.
Well, that's going to happen anyway. But yeah, that was really fast. All right. $30. Okay, that's... All right, then. $30. When I think about that, it's like half of what you would pay from your standard AAA title. And AAA titles nowadays starting to be terrible.
Yeah, remember your mother is watching.
Yep, I gotta watch that one.
Because now she knows which one of us is cursing the most.
I'm just saying. But anyway, that being said, we're doing these live videos, hit me up. I definitely want to try to do more of it. Maybe Facebook quality won't be so absolute crap because I actually have a wonderful camera and mic.
And we actually can go to YouTube if you guys so choose.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, subscribe.
I like their live chat more.
Yeah, it honestly did look a little bit better when I was testing it out on YouTube, but...
Yeah, but they don't need to know all that.
Alright, but yes. Anyway, with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty DeVall.
Signing off.
Yay.